So let the audience come last. Okay. You know, that's like the super most important thing about being a creative is let the audience come last. You have to create for yourself first. You know, and again, this isn't a place about rules and it's not about all this stuff, but create for yourself. If you create for yourself, man, like everything else is just going to fall into place. I mean, who gives a damn what other people think? And hopefully people will appreciate that you're creating for yourself. I when I go out and do photos for people, I am trying to continually do things that I hope they'll like. But at the end of the day, I'm creating photos for myself, like what I feel for. And the vibe that I'm getting from the situation, the ambiance of the place, everything that I'm feeling, there's what they tell me they want. And there's what I really feel, you know, and sometimes we have to work to create that magic that the client wants, right? And that's okay to do that. That's okay. But really, you have to be motivated to want to feel what they're feeling. You have to be motivated to experience that. But at the end of the day, you have to feel what you're going to feel. You have to feel what's right in your heart because you're the creative. This is going to be your body of work that represents you as a person. And you hope that they appreciate that. Okay. You hope that they love that. You hope that they experience what you experience. But the beautiful thing about creating something is when the creator, the artist, right, experiences one thing and then the audience experiences another thing. And the beautiful thing about this is it doesn't have to be the same thing. Whatever you experience, whatever emotion you experience creating this thing, enjoy that. Live that, love that, let it be, let it live, let it just be human. And then let the audience experience their own emotion when they look at this, when they feel this. That's the beauty of art. That's the beauty of creating things. Whatever you see as a creative, I can see something totally different. And that's the beauty of subjective art. That's why art is so powerful. That's why creating things is so powerful, because we all see things very, very, very differently. Let's just take the Statue of Liberty, right? You can see the Statue of Liberty as this beacon of, you know, freedom and liberty and justice and all these wonderful things that America has to offer. You can see that. When I see the Statue of Liberty, I think a hunk of junk that somebody else couldn't afford, so they pawned it off on the United States. I mean, and then we made it into something that we wanted it to be. That's the beauty of the Statue of Liberty. Right? You follow me? It could be one thing to you. It could be another thing to me. It could be just whatever you want it to be. Because the Statue of Liberty ultimately is art, right? It's art. That's why a blue painting with a red dot, or a blue painting with an orange dot, a red painting with a blue square. You know, that's why these things speak to us, is because they were created because the artist was in a place that's what he or she was feeling. That's what he or she was wanting to experience. And that was the beauty of all of that coming together. That was the science of it. And they didn't even realize that was the science. But as you look at that red dot on a blue painting, you feel something. The artist may have felt something totally different. I may feel something totally different than what you feel. The beauty of this is that creating something should make someone feel something, some sort of emotion, not just be bland, typical, like everyone else's you know, there's a thing in production that we always say, you know, a great story told well, you know, that's so true. But that story could mean one thing to me, the creator. It means something totally different to my audience. And you have to have the courage to say, that's okay. It's okay. It's not the end of the world if they see something totally different than what I'm seeing or experiencing or loving or whatever. That's the beauty of it. I mean, everything in the world could be beautiful if you just see it that way. And you let it be. Even the catastrophes could be beautiful. And in such an artificially created world that we live in, with all this stock video and stock photos and AI and all this stuff out there, it's going to be even more important that we be authentic. How do you become authentic? You just do what you do for you, and the audience will come last. Now, there will be that certain group of people that never appreciate this, and that's fine, because you're not creating it for that group of people. You're creating this art for you. Whatever it is you're creating today, whether it's an ad campaign, whether it's a, you know, a photo book, whether it's a photo, whether it's a painting, whether it's a video, whatever it is, you just do it for you. I do these videos, these podcasts and stuff, so that way I can remind myself later on when I get to feeling like, oh, I can go back and I can listen to this and give myself a little pep talk. So at the end of the day, I'm making these for me, not for anyone else, not to educate my consumer, not to educate people on this, that, or the other. I hope they help you along the way, but I'm doing this because it's me, and it's a reminder for me down the road. The audience comes last in the creative process. They do. And the reason they do is because they don't understand what you're feeling. Your job is to help them feel something, and it may not be exactly what it is that you're feeling. So thinking outside the box, being original, being creative, being unique, you being you, and you doing whatever sets the tone for you to do that, be in that space. Okay. Now, if you're a creative photographer, like I am, a commercial photographer, sometimes you have to work within the bounds of the brand or whatever the case may be, and that's fine. But don't just be, you know, we've created a new app and this app is better than the old app, and this is why. Don't do that. We all hear that everywhere. You create something that makes you feel something inside, and hopefully it makes somebody else feel something. That's the real key to all of this. Make yourself feel something first and make everyone else feel something later.